Hi, Dan. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi, Leo. It's Dan. Speaking of getting rid of machines, I'm getting rid of my cable boxes.
Yes.
Hopefully. And I needed your wonderful advice on, I've been reviewing, I even made a chart of various digital analog converter boxes available. We have
You have older TVs. I was going to say, you probably don't. Any modern TV does not need a digital converter.
Right. Well, my wife...
Here's what I would do. Because you're going to, presumably, are you going to just watch over-the-air television, or are you going to also watch internet stuff?
Leo, basically over-the-air, and I might add maybe Netflix. From what I've spoken to people in my area that have done this, they get so many channels, some over 70.
Yeah, you don't need cable when you're in a city.
Exactamente.
So, but you may still want DVR capabilities because you're not going to always be watching live, right?
Right. For the most part, yeah. That's the other thing I need your expert advice on.
Here's what I think I've got an all-in-one solution for you. It's a company called ChannelMaster at channelmaster.com,
okay.
And it's designed for you. It's essentially a TiVo for over-the-air broadcast channels.
Got it.
So it will. I'm pretty sure you'll have to look at the back of the box, but I'm sure they'll have analog outputs for your TV, or at least a device that does an analog output, right? So it hooks up to an antenna. They even sell antennas that are suitable for the frequencies that TV stations are using now, indoor and outdoor. They also sell DVRs, their hard drive, recorders, that
mm-hmm.
will act as, as a analog to digital converter. It'll pick, because it'll take up the over, or I'm sorry, you want digital analog. It'll take the over-the-air signal, which nowadays is all digital. And I want to make sure, I'm looking at the one box has a HDMI on the back, and that's about it. And that's not what we want, because that's digital out, and your TVs don't support HDMI yet. But I wonder if they, why wouldn't they? Maybe they do. They sell accessories, sell something that'll let me get the analog out. That's what you need, is analog out.
Right.
Or you could buy a new TV. This might be a good
Well, I'm trying to get my better half to let me do that. We have a number of them, and at least I wanted to.
Just buy this box and say, oh, dear, it doesn't work with any of our TVs.
Leo, by the way, as you're doing research for me, I appreciate it. My own research, what confuses me, and you'll probably tell me to ignore it, there are a number of brands out there of digital analog converter boxes. And like anything you buy, a car or whatever, when I go to the review sites that we all know, they're always unhappy campers. And I actually did a breakdown of 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star. Because it got so crazy, and looked at the percentages of 1-star versus 5-star to try to figure out which of the brands I saw.
See, the problem is all these boxes you're looking at are Chinese kind
of. Now we're getting to the heart of the matter.
Yeah, and they're really probably all similar boxes with different looks, slightly different looks. And then somebody slaps, some American company slaps a label on it. And
everyone listens to you, Leo. You immediately get to the heart of what's important.
Well, they're junky. And so
some of the reviews are.
Yeah, they're junky. Even if you say, well, I'm going to buy RCA, chances are it's that same Chinese junk. They bought the RCA logo. slapped it on there. So what you need is what's called an ATSC tuner.
ATSC tuner.
ATSC tuner. And that is a tuner that will take the current over-the-air digital signals, tune them in, because you need to pick a channel, and you'll also have to have an antenna. I presume you either have one or you're thinking about getting one.
I'm leaning toward the Mohu, MOHU.
Okay.
I amplified and have a guy that can put it on. I never should have gotten rid of course, our old antenna, which everyone is kicking themselves
now. I'm going to give you a couple of sites you should do your research on. One is antennaweb.org. That's put together by broadcasters and the Consumer Electronics Association. You enter your zip code. It knows what signals you can get.
It's a great site.
About it. All right.
I did a lot of research. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's an amazing site.
And then another one is TV Fool.
Great name.
TV Fool if I mention the full URL, it'll immediately collapse because it's not designed for a lot of traffic. I think somebody's just doing it for fun. But it has a lot of information that's very useful.
Great. I'll try. Very I'm not useful. Sure with it or not. Great.
And then you need this, to get the over-the-air signals. It's no longer NTSC. It's ATSC.
Got it.
And you need an ATSC tuner. You're not worrying about cable anymore, so you don't have to worry about QAM or any of that stuff. So let me think. Where would we get the best? Because I really love these channel masters. There's another one called HD Home Run. I would really think that Channel Master would have some solution because you can't be the only person doing this.
Oh, no, as you know better than I, this is becoming quite the thing now. I mean, especially since my provider was nice enough to again raise my I'm going to be hitting 100 soon just for a television hookup, and I'm ready to raise the flag and say stop.
I know. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm looking at an RCA branded ATSC tuner. and I shouldn't say that this is not good or it's made in China because I don't know, but I do know that General Electric sold the RCA brand off and it is no longer the Radio Corporation of America. It's called the Really Chinese Association or something. I don't know what it stands for.
But you hit it on the head, though, Leo. I spoke to an old-time TV guy, and he mentioned a name that I don't have it on my laptop as I'm talking to you. And I looked at the reviews, and there were still people there, you know, saying it's a piece of that and whatever.
Yeah.
And people loved it, so it probably also was made in China.
Well, that's just where everything's made, though. The TV is made in China. Everything is. I mean, that's not a knock on it. That's the manufacturing, you know, that's the factory of the world. The problem more is that these are such generic. This is a generic product. And you can see a brand on it, but that doesn't mean anything. It's the same few boxes, different brands.
Well, go to channelmaster.com, like you said.
I would check out what they've got. Now, of course, a lot of companies make things that are designed for use with computers, but I don't think it sounds like you don't want to do that.
I'm excited about going over the air. There's a cost saving.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize how many channels.
Yeah, there's no reason not to go over the air. And then if you get something like a Roku for internet TV, you're kind of golden. The real issue is these old TVs you've got. And we have to find stuff with analog outputs, you know, composite or component outputs you can use. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.